In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It would be easy to look around at the state of the world and say the end must be near. We look around at the things that are happening in the world, the horrible things that people are doing to each other, the disasters that we see and read about around the world. Sometimes we might well think, how much longer can it go on? How much worse can it get? Something has got to give. And for Christians, that something that has to give is the glorious appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ to restore and renew and make right all things. Now, some of this, some of our experience, our thoughts that things are getting worse and worse, some of that is due to an exaggerated sense because of how much access we have to information. At least relative to previous times in the world, we say it's got to be really bad now. But part of that is that we see and hear and read every single day about all of the things around the world in all of the places that are happening. The cliche is, if it bleeds, it leads. So what do we expect to read and see and hear about except for bad things? Things that are happening, things that are tragic or terrible, those are the things that we see and hear and read about. And we can't really do anything about them. We just have all of this information and it burdens us and it weighs us down. The fact is that Christians at every time and in every place have thought, this seems like it's close to the end. Christians at various times throughout history have said, this has got to be close to the end. How much worse can it get? How much longer can it last? Something's got to give. Imagine Christians living at the time of the fall of the Roman Empire, armies invading from foreign nations. Think about Christians at the time of the plague and the 30 years war, the decimation of populations in Europe. Think about people around the world who are persecuted and the church is persecuted. They think almost to death. Christians are driven underground various times and in various places. And they didn't even have the benefit of news that told them what was going on in the rest of the world. They were just basing it on what was happening around them. Things seemed bad. Things seemed like they couldn't go on very much longer as it was. The fact is that, in one sense, Christians of those times, Christians now, Christians of all times are right. That those are signs of the end. What does Jesus tell us? What does Jesus tell us about the signs of the end of all things? Earthquakes, famines, pestilences, wars, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Tells us about horrible things that we will see in the world. People are fainting from fear and perplexity at the things they see in the creation, things they see in the oceans and on the land. Does that sound familiar about things that we are hearing right now? These are the things that are happening at all times, and Jesus says they're all the beginning of birth pains of the end. There are things that were happening at Jesus' time, things that were happening that are happening now, and every time in between. Things that remind us that this world cannot go on forever as it is. And in addition to that, Jesus tells his apostles other things, things that they're going to see in their own lifetimes, besides the things that are happening all the time. He says to them, when you see the city of Jerusalem surrounded by armies, Roman armies, about 66 AD and on to 70 AD when Jerusalem was destroyed and the temple was burned. When you see armies surrounding Jerusalem, if you're in the city, you better get out of the city. And if you're out of the city, don't go back into the city. Horrible things are going to happen there. The Roman army surrounding Jerusalem, laying siege to the city, and the historian Josephus records some of the horrible things that people did during that siege. Some of the horrible things that happened. Not only that, but Jesus tells his apostles, you're going to be brought into synagogues. You're going to be brought before rulers and governors and authorities, and you're going to have the opportunity to bear witness to the Christ who has risen from the dead. Some of you, he says, they're going to betray, even by your own family and friends. Some of you are going to die. Stephen bearing witness to Christ while being stoned to death. And in all of these things, at all of these times, whether at the time of the apostles or now or any other time, and when Christians hear these words of Jesus, Jesus has a word that he says, do not be afraid. That's his word to Christians of all times, at all places, no matter what is happening around us. Do not be afraid. He says, just a verse after what we heard, he says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Jesus' words and promises last beyond the grave, beyond even the end of this world. His words and promises last because he is risen from the dead and he cannot die anymore. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. And right after that, he says, do not be weighed down. It's hard not to be weighed down. Do not be weighed down by dissipation and drunkenness and the cares of this world. Because that day then might come upon you like a trap springing suddenly. Do not be weighed down, but pray. Pray that you will stand. Pray that the Lord will sustain you. Pray that he will keep you. That you will endure to the end, because Jesus says, by your endurance, you will gain your life. That is eternal life. The life that Christ gives, because he is the resurrection and the life. By your endurance, to the end of your life or to the end of this age, whichever comes first, you will gain your life. Do not be afraid. Do not be weighed down. But lift up your heads. Lift up your heads in hope and expectation and eager longing for the coming of your Lord. Lift up your heads because when you see these things happening, we do not rejoice in the things, but they are continual and constant reminders to us that this world cannot last forever. It is subject to sin and death. It is passing away. The form of this world as it is will not be saved. It will pass away. But that means that a new creation is coming. According to Jesus' own promise, a new heavens and a new earth are coming that will not pass away, that we will live within them eternally with our Lord. This is the promise that he gives us. So when you see these things happening, when you see these things happening, be reminded that the day of your redemption is drawing near, which means Jesus is drawing near. Day by day by day, every single day is one day closer to the day the Lord appears. Every single day is one day closer to our redemption. The whole creation, Paul says, the whole creation groans in eager expectation for the revealing of the sons of God, that is, for your revealing. Revealing as sons of God in resurrection, in glory with Christ. The whole creation is subject to futility, in bondage to corruption. It wants to be released. God's own creation. And Christ has given us the promise that it will be so. And we also, we groan. We groan being burdened, but not in despair. We groan longing for that day when our sonship will be revealed, the redemption of our bodies. We long for that day, along with all of creation. Lift up your heads, he says. Straighten up. Look forth with joy and with expectation and with hope, because your Lord is coming. And you will know him on that day, when he draws near in all his glory, because he has drawn near to you now. He draws near to you today. And forgiveness and salvation draws near to you with his word. He delivers to you the forgiveness that he won eternally from his cross and resurrection. He feeds you with his own living body and blood so that you will endure. So that you will endure to the end. And he will give you the crown of eternal life. Lift up your heads. Your redemption draws near. One day closer today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.